Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at the Lausanne Palace in Lausanne, Switzerland. And this is a very special place for me. I used to live in Lausanne, and I know this hotel very well. But I'm here with Isabel van Burg, who is the general manager of Lausanne Palace. And I've been lucky enough to spend the last couple of days here and really get to remember how this incredible hotel works. And it's just one of the great properties in Lausanne, and in fact, in Europe. And we're going to talk to Isabel about this property and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. Isabel, first of all, great to meet you here. This is, as I said, I do have an affinity for that. We've been talking about my affinity for Lausanne and about my affinity for this hotel and a lot of the hotels in Lausanne. But let's talk a little bit about the history of this hotel. I mean, it's really always, it seems to me, for me, it's always been here. But how old is the hotel?
The hotel was born in 1915, and it was the last palace to be built in Switzerland.
So it was a palace, and then over the years, it just has always been a hotel, right?
Yes, it's been a hotel since 1915, and it's evolved since then. The hotel has changed a lot. There are quite a lot of parts that were added and floors as well. In the past, the owners of this hotel also used to have a movie theater inside, so it went through quite a lot of different periods in time.
And it is, one of the things about this hotel is the location, which is really in we call it Centreville, which is right by Saint-François, which is right in the middle. And if you understand Lausanne, Lausanne is a very hilly city. You got to, as I forgot when I walked up from the station with my bag, and I'm like, oh, it was tough. There is a metro, but I could have taken a cab too, but I just said, I want to walk. But that was a little bit, but you really kind of perched over, and guess what you have is amazing. Views of the lake, right?
Yes, it's beautiful. I mean, we really right at the center of the city, which is Lausanne, which is my hometown, and it's vibrant. We can walk everywhere. It's sometimes a little bit challenging because we have some hills in Lausanne, but you can really go around as well and, you know, take a metro, take a bus, and quickly go to the lake. But from here, we have amazing views on the lake. We have 77 of our rooms out of 140 that are overlooking the lake, and you wake up in the morning, not like today because it's a bit cloudy, but usually you have
it's still beautiful with the clouds and the mountains and everything else. And Lac Leman or Lake Geneva is right below. But yeah, you just answered one of the questions. I want the keys. So you have how many? You have 400 and
we have 140 rooms and suites.
Okay, yeah, 140 rooms and suites. So it's a fairly big hotel, but still very boutique in many ways. Right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, our mission is really to provide a very personalized service. And at the same time, it's an ecosystem in itself because the hotel has a lot of different facilities. We have a pool, a spa, a garden. We even have a winery place, which I'm curious to get you to discover that.
I didn't see it on this one because I've been staying over Easter, so it's been very quiet, but really actually quite wonderful. Now, let's talk about the dining outlets here, though, because I was lucky enough to dine in one of your bistros, but you have others as well. Tell us about what there is to eat here.
Yes, we have a very lively brasserie where you ate the other day. We also have La Table du Palace,
which is the famous one, which has unfortunately been closed the last few days,
yes.
But it's only open, I think they tell me, 4 days a week or something.
Exactly. We're opening again on Wednesday, and we just got our second Michelin star last year.
That's very impressive. And who's the chef?
Frank Pelux, and he wouldn't go without his partner and his wife, Sarah Ben Ahmed, who is managing the restaurant. So they really have a beautiful harmony together, and the cuisine is wonderful. We also have a restaurant called Machu Picchu, and this is a new creation from 2023. It's Nikkei cuisine, so it's a fusion between Japan and Peru.
Oh, and that's very popular these days, I know that.
Yeah. Yes, and it's very successful with our local clientele. It's open lunch and dinner. And then we have our beautiful lobby where we were just earlier today, the lobby lounge of the hotel, which is the heart of the hotel. Mm-hmm. That's where the heart of the city beats. When you feel Lausanne, you feel the local vibe and the culture. We also have the LP's bar, which is traditionally one of the bars in Lausanne, and we are renovating it at the moment. We're opening again on the 11th of April. It's going to be brand new, and we're going to have a little corner, which is a speakeasy bar.
It seems to be a trend. Like, everybody has speakeasies, which I always find it's like of an oxymoron about it. You know, speakeasy was supposed to be illicit alcohol, but now everybody does speakeasies, right?
Well, actually, in Switzerland, it's not that popular yet, so I always kind of inspire myself from the different trips that I've done around the world, and I decided to bring a little bit of speakeasy touch here in Lausanne.
And you also have a wonderful breakfast place as well, as I've had breakfast every morning, right? The Jardin.
Côté Jardin is another restaurant that we have, a Mediterranean restaurant. We serve breakfast. We also do brunch every Sunday. But the Easter brunch was upstairs in our beautiful banquet spaces, which you had the opportunity to discover because we had quite a lot of people over.
Oh, you had a crowd. You had a crowd for that. And I watched it. I didn't go there, but I could see them all coming in. And it's apparently a tradition, right?
Exactly. So these are, you know, the type of outlets we have, and then there's a little outlet point of sale in the spa where we cook healthy but also guilty food because we can't make it only healthy. It wouldn't be fun otherwise. No. So that's a little restaurant that's located inside the spa.
No, that's wonderful. And let's talk about the spa. You have a fairly large spa here, right?
Yes, exactly. It's a very large spa. It's close to 2,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. So it's very large. We have a beautiful pool, indoor pool with a jacuzzi. And we have a garden on the outside where you're overlooking the lake. And it's close to the vineyard that I was telling you about, mm-hmm. where we make our own wine. We make 200 bottles a year.
Well, very exclusive, right?
Very exclusive.
You have a bad enough time finding Swiss wines in America now, but I don't think we'll find that wine, right?
Yeah, it's the only wines in Lausanne with the appellation Lausanne. And to go back to the spa, sorry, because I love wine, but I should go back to the spa. We have, in total, we have 10 treatment rooms. We have a couple room, which we use as well. And it's very peaceful, and it's a great place where you can take a little break during your day, come during lunch time and just go back to work. So quite a lot of our members who've been with us for many years are coming back now for little breaks during the day to freshen up and then to go back to work or to go back to their other activities.
No, it's an amazing place. It really is. And it's really center. And you are part of a larger group here because you're the company Sandoz. Owns several hotels, including the two of the biggest, Lausanne Palace and also Beau Rivage, as well as others, right? So you pretty have a lock on all the great hospitality outlets here in Lausanne, right?
Yes, it's a real collection of different hotels. So Sandoz Foundation Hotels has six hotels, four in Lausanne, one in Neuchâtel, and one in Zermatt, beautiful destination that we spoke about earlier.
We both love Zermatt, that's a question, and you have a place there. So, but I got to go over there. What is the one in Zermatt? I'm just kind of curious.
It's called the Riffelalp, and it's...
Oh, I know the Riffelalp.
Yes, absolutely. It's very high, 2,222 meters high. Wow. Easy to remember. And in Lausanne, we have this beautiful collection of four hotels that all have their own history, their own identity. They really complement each other. So we have two four-star by the lake, the Beau Rivage, our flagship hotel, and the Lausanne Palace here in the city center.
And then, of course, you have also Chateau Duchy and a few others, Residence Angleterre, right?
Exactly. Hotel Angleterre and Chateau Duchy, the Beau Rivage, and the Lausanne Palace.
Well, this one has always been a favorite of mine because of its location and because it has a lot of meaning to me. As I said, I grew up in Switzerland for a few years, and Lausanne Palace was always the place. So I'm happy to be here. Now, when was the hotel last renovated?
So that's a difficult question to answer because it was renovated in different stages,
right.
And there were quite a few designers along the way. So we have five different designers in the past 40 years. Mm. So it's very hard for me to exactly pinpoint a date. Some areas of the hotel, like the bar, hasn't been renovated for almost 40 years. Mm. So it really has a soul. Now we're refreshing it, we're renovating it, but we're keeping that soul there because
Absolutely.
That's very important. And our rooms have been all renovated in the past, I would say most of the inventory in the past 10 years progressively. And we are planning hopefully a renovation in the next, I would say, 4 years to freshen up the rooms and the corridors and give it a little bit of modern touch, but mm-hmm. without obviously compromising on this soul that's there at the palace.
Well, no, I don't think you will, because this is an amazing hotel to begin with, and you just keep refreshing it and making it even better. Now, let's talk a little bit about your background, because I think what it's very interesting because you are originally from Lausanne, and although you mentioned you have a place up in Zermatt, but and your parents are here, but you've been all over the world, and you also went to school, the famous IHL, École Hôtelière de Lausanne, here as well. So this has been a coming home for you to come here, because you've been in places in the Middle East and a lot of other properties in Geneva, other places, but here you are, and you're now general manager overseeing this wonderful place.
Yes, I'm very proud to be back and working for this beautiful property. Yes, indeed, I'm from Lausanne originally. My mom is Belgian and my dad is from Vevey, not very far from here, but I was born in Lausanne. But I always wanted to discover the world and travel and basically develop my career in hospitality abroad. And I find, you know, traveling opportunities very enriching. So I had the opportunity to work in different parts of Europe, in Berlin and in Dublin, which were both great cities. And then I went to the Middle East. I spent some time in the United Arab Emirates for almost 9 years. Went to Egypt for an opening. Also spent some time in Thailand and in Hong Kong.
You have a very interesting career.
Yes, and it really opened my mind to a lot of things. And I think it helped me in my career, but also in my life. And I had the opportunity to come back to Switzerland in 2008, just before COVID. And the reason why I came back was to be close to my family, not to have regrets of being abroad for so long. And I came back with a beautiful Four Seasons Hotel de Berg in Geneva. And while I was supposed to go back again abroad, I in the end had this beautiful opportunity to work at the Lausanne Palace as a general manager. And I have to say, this hotel has something special, is something special to me, because I worked here when I was 18 as an extra in the banqueting department. So to come back many years later and to be leading this amazing property with a beautiful team of 250 people is an honor for me.
Well, the service is outstanding, as it always is. So you've definitely kept up the standards, because you know what it should be, because you've been here. But it's an amazing sort of a cyclical career that now brings you back here. Any ideas of leaving, or are you going to, for now, you're good here, right?
No, I'm good here, actually. I feel like it's my second home, and I feel as good here as at my personal home. So now we've got a lot to accomplish. We've got a vision, a mission ahead to fulfill, and it's very important for me to fulfill my mission with the team before moving to New Horizons. So I'm here to last.
Well, a lot of guests here are businessmen and business people, but you do have leisure guests as well. But what do you do here? I mean, obviously, Lausanne is such an incredible city, a much overlooked city in some cases. And you also have some great nearby attractions like the Musée Olympique. I think you offered me to go see the Charlie Chaplin Museum, which is in Vevey, not too far. And of course, you have the Lavaux, the wonderful wineries there. So there's all this kind of thing. And then, you know, incredible cathedral, incredible old town, and then the Lakeside Ouchy, right?
I mean, absolutely. You said it almost all. I mean,
I'm cheating because I've been here before and I know exactly where I like to go. So
I mean, it's a very cultural city. You can find a lot of museums on top of what you explained. There are a lot of exhibitions in the area. I mean, the Lavaux region is just this amazing wine region, which, you know, competes with the best wine region.
Which is a UNESCO region.
UNESCO protected. You can also take a boat, and one of the Swiss wide boats that you see on the Lake Léman, and you can take it and go across to France, and it's just a couple of minutes away. And
which you is can, Evian, right?
Yeah, you can go to Evian, you can go to Ivoire, which is really a beautiful town. But just within Lausanne, I mean, there's so much to see and to experience. There are a lot of ballets and theater plays and operas and in different languages. So it's quite a, I would say, multicultural city, but in a small town.
It is a small town. And also you go on the boat down to Vevey, which we talked about, and Montreux, which has my favorite castle, Château de Chillon.
Yes. So that's it. And you can also go just an hour from here. You have Gruyère.
Gruyère, the village, which is amazing.
You eat fondue cheese, and it's just an hour away. So it's a day trip. You can come back the same day. You can go to the Cahiers factory, which is where they created the Cahiers chocolate. Which
I think I actually went on a tour of Cahiers when I was in school here. So I remember that very well. I remember smelling all the chocolate. It was amazing.
No, it's a amazing. I mean, now I just get hungry.
No, we're gonna have to have some chocolate later. But now, what can you tell our travel advisor viewers, as sort of closing questions here, about how to really get the best, that their clients can get the best out of their stay here at the Lausanne Palace? What should they, these travel advisors, travel agents, tell their clients?
Yes, I mean, first of all, you can stay, you know, 2 days, 2 nights in Lausanne, 2 to 3 nights. You can see the whole city, the whole region. It's really like a one-stop shop, Lausanne. We don't talk much about it, but it's very special. There's a great culture. There are a lot of things to visit. So I would say, you know, that first, also, you're at the heart of the city, so you can walk anywhere, or if you don't want to walk, you can take public transports, you can also take taxis. So I would say, you know, come be at the heart of the city, so you can really experience the heartbeats of the city, the culture of Lausanne and of Switzerland, but also you can really visit all the tourist destination around our property.
Use this place as a base, right, to go all over.
Exactly. It's really a base for other destination, and within an hour, I had friends from the US who came over about 6 months ago, and they spent 5 nights with us, and they told me they could have stayed another 5 nights. There was so much to be done. So really, I would advise you to stay at the heart of the city, and also take a room that has a view on the lake, because when you wake up in the morning, you have your coffee. Wow, that's amazing.
And it is. And I've been lucky enough the last 2 days to wake up with this incredible view. Now, where can our travel advisors go to learn more about the hotel, your URL, things like that?
Yes. I mean, definitely you can go on our website, so lausannepalace.ch. But you can also look at the different properties that we have within the Sandoz Foundation Hotels. So you can also look out the Beau Rivage, Lausanne. You can look at Chateau Duchy, Hôtel d'Angleterre, all in the Lausanne region. And feel free to also check out, you know, the property in Neuchâtel, which is exceptional.
And the one in Zermatt.
And the one in Zermatt.
Well, Isabel, it's been wonderful to meet you and also to learn. Oh, one more thing.
And also, you can ask for Isabel when you come here. There's one Isabel, and I'll be really happy to meet you in person.
Absolutely. You have to say hello to Isabel here, because this is her hometown, and this is her hometown hotel. It's always great. Now, it's a wonderful story. And again, for me, I'm home too, because I lived here for 3 years when I was a kid, and I really, it made an incredible impression on me, this place and this hotel. And so to be back again is very special as well. Again, Isabel, thank you so much for taking the time, and thank you for your hospitality during my stay.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for the interview.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.